And here is the Writer's Almanac from Monday. It's the 28th of September, 2015. 1912, on this date, W.C. Handy published his Memphis Blues. He didn't invent the blues, but he brought it to the attention of a wider public. He'd been living in Mississippi, the town of Clarksdale. W.C. Handy wrote, "I saw a lean, loose-jointed Negro plunking a guitar. He pressed a knife on the strings of the guitar and repeated the line three times. The tune did stay in my mind." And so he put it in sheet music form, W.C. Handy. Three chords, the tonic, the subdominant, the dominant seventh, and he wrote the Memphis Blues and then the St. Louis Blues, his follow-up, which sold a million copies of sheet music. It was on this day in 1066, William the Conqueror of Normandy arrived on British soil to defeat the British in the Battle of Hastings, and on Christmas Day that same year, he was crowned King of England in Westminster Abbey. He brought French with him, which combined with Saxon and Old Norse to give us the language that we know today. The Saxons had the word house, the Normans gave us the word mansion. It's the birthday of Kate Douglas Wiggin, born Philadelphia, 1856, who wrote Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm, many other novels as well, and also started the first free kindergarten on the West Coast in San Francisco. Kate Wiggin, who said, "Every child born into the world is a new thought of God, an ever-fresh and radiant possibility." And it was on this day in 1928 that the Scottish bacteriologist Alexander Fleming looked into a petri dish in his laboratory in London, noticed a blue-green mold growing, which was killing the staph bacteria that he'd been cultivating in that dish, and he called the mold penicillin. It was a serendipitous discovery of what became a miracle drug. Fleming had left the petri dish out by accident instead of putting it away, and then he'd gone off on holiday for a couple of weeks. But it was still a long way away from making penicillin the world's first effective antibiotic. They first had to find a way to purify the mold and then to mass produce it. And it took a team of Oxford scientists, a Rockefeller Foundation grant, and more than a decade of experimentation to make the strain of penicillin that would become the amazingly effective, life-saving antibiotic that it is today. Here's a poem for today by Sarah Fraley, entitled "What I've Lost." A taste for southern comfort, umbrellas, two in a week when I was down to $8 in the bank halfway to payday, and rain in the forecast, tail end of a hurricane that blew through Cuba, kissed the coast of Florida, and ricocheted into Philly, where its gray buttocks of sky squatted over us for days. I tied a garbage bag, turban style, swanned past the row of four-star restaurants on Walnut Street, imagining I was a 40s movie queen shooting a scene on a wet set. Next payday, I dropped $70 on a steak and a bottle of rosé, something French and unpronounceable, curly on the tongue. The sun was out. I forgot about rain and sweet whiskey thick in my throat. What I've Lost, poem by Sarah Fraley, from her collection Sad Math, published by Moon City Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games. Lumosity.com. And by Staples, with technology products, copy and print, shipping, and other solutions for businesses of any size. Learn more at Staples and Staples.com. Staples, make more happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.